The rig is about 100 miles out to sea, Adler explained to Zavala. The North Sea is infamous for its lousy weather, but a real stinker of a storm came in on New Year's Day, 1985. The rig was getting battered by 30 to 40 foot waves. Then they got slammed with a wave that the rig's sensors measured at 90 feet. It still leaves me breathless to think about it.
Sounds like the drop in the wave washed the Linea model down a drain, Zavala said.
It blew the model out of the sea. That wave was more than 30 feet higher than the model would have predicted for the 10,000-year wave. A German scientist named Julian Wolfram installed a radar setup on the Draupner platform. Over 4 years, Wolfram measured every wave that hit the platform. He found 24 waves that exceeded the limits of the linear model. Wolfram's work hit the shipping industry like a, well, like a freak wave. For years, the marine architects had used the linear model to build ships strong enough to handle a wave of no more than 40 feet or so. Weather forecasts have been based on the same flawed premise.
I wonder if the research project that Trouts are working on has anything to do with these steroid waves, Zavala said. Paul Trout and his wife, Gamay Morgan Trout, are our NUMA colleagues, Austin explained to the professor. They're on the NOAA ship, Benjamin Franklin, doing a study of ocean eddies in this area. Adler pinched his chin and thought,
That's an intriguing suggestion. It's certainly worth looking into. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point.
From what you've said, Austin began, every ship whose hull is built to withstand seas based on the linear model could suffer the same fate as the Southern Belle.
Oh, it gets better than that, Kurt. Much better.
I don't understand.
The Southern Belle's designers incorporated the newer data on giant waves into their work. The Belle had a covered forecastle, a double hull, and strengthening of the transverse bulkheads to prevent flooding.
Austin stared at the scientist for a moment, choosing his words carefully. He said, That would mean that the ship may have encountered a wave larger than 90 feet. Adler gestured toward his computer screen. The satellite image showed a series of wave lines and measurements.
There were actually two giant waves, 100 and 112 feet high, to be exact. We captured their pictures on satellite.
Adler had expected his dramatic pronouncement to make an impression, but both men responded with expressions of intense interest rather than the gasps of disbelief that he had expected. Adler knew he had done well in coaxing a favor from Rudy Gunn, when Austin turned to his friend and, without missing a beat, calmly announced, Looks like we should have brought our surfboards.